With her Isavan Asavans and her patter Jack Martins about all them ins and ows, tilling a teal of a tum, telling a toll of a teary turty tum towbling, grace before glutton, for what we are, jiffs a gross if we are, about to believe. So pool the bag and pass the kish for cross ache. Omen, so sigh us. Grandpa Puss has fallen down, but grinning sprids the board. Was on the joint of a desh. Fin fo fam the fush. Was be his bacon head. A loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread. And was hitched up, hitched to the hop in his tail. A glass of Danny O'Donnell's foamous old Dublin ale. But lo, as you would quaff off his froward stuff, and sink teeth through that pith of a flower-white bodie, behold of him as behemoth, for he is no Wim Ho Finich. Only a photograph of a yestern scene, almost Rubicon Salmo Salar, ancient from out the ages of the ape Moinides. He is smolten in our midst, woe becanned and packed away. So that meal's dead off for summon, schluck schleiss, and good rittering. Yet may we not see still the Bronto-Ixian form outlined aslumbered, even in our own nighttime, by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved and Bronto has a lean on. Hic cubat edilis, apud libertinum parvulum. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday ecoises, with a mint of mines or beggar a pennyweight? Arrah, sure, we all love little Annie Rooney, or, we mean to say, love little Annie Rainey, when under her brella, mid-piddle, mid-puddle, she ninny goes, nanny goes, nancing by. Yo, Brontolone slaps yo snores. Upon Ben Heather in steeple is so too. The chronic head on him, caster of his reasons, peer youthner in yon mist. Wooth? His clay feet swarded in verdigris, stick up stark where he last fell on him, by the mund of the magazine wall, where are Maggie seen all, with their sister in shawl. While over against this bell's alliance, beyond ill 60, all aloud ill bagsides of the fort, bomb, terabomb, terabomb, lurk the ambushes, the sight of the lifting in weight of the upjock and hockums. Hence, when the clouds roll by, Jamie, a proud's eye view is enjoyable of our mounding's mass, now Wallenstone National Museum, with, in some greenish distance, the charmful Waterloo's country, and the two quite white villagettes who hear show of them, so gigglesome's minx the foliages, the prettilies.